From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama met with a group of bipartisan governors at the White House today to talk about energy policy. NPR's Maura Liasson reports.
The president wants to use the energy industry to create new jobs, and he's pushing for bipartisan legislation that would increase investment in biofuels, clean coal, as well as building more nuclear power plants. The president told the governors it was a matter of economic competitiveness.
And I'm not going to settle for a situation where the United States comes in second place or third place or fourth place in what will be the most important economic engine in the future.
The president's budget calls for ending oil and gas subsidies to save $36.5 billion over 10 years. But he's putting more money into renewable fuels. Maura Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says he went too far when he said Toyota owners should stop driving their cars. LaHood says what he meant to say was they should take them to their local dealerships for repairs. The remarks came during testimony today before a House panel, which is looking into the Japanese automaker's massive recall to fix problems with accelerator pedals on some cars and SUVs that could result in sudden acceleration. Toyota has recalled some 2.3 million vehicles in the U.S. to address the problem and also recently halted sales and production of 8 of its popular models. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has said no to a prisoner swap proposed by Iran that would free 3 American hikers seized last year on the Iraq-Iran border. More from NPR's Mike Schuster.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad suggested the prisoner swap during an appearance Tuesday on Iranian state television. The 3 Americans, Shane Bauer, Sarah Short, and Josh Fatal, were seized last July when they apparently strayed into Iran from Iraqi Kurdistan during a hiking excursion. Iranian officials have threatened to put them on trial on charges of espionage. The State Department has called those charges baseless, and Secretary of State Clinton called for their unconditional release. Ahmadinejad wants the U.S. to free several Iranians who have been convicted in U.S. courts of violating economic sanctions against Iran. Clinton said if the Iranian government has questions about any of its citizens in the U.S., there are official channels they can use to find out more. But she said there are no negotiations currently underway to discuss a prisoner swap. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
With the Treasury Department saying it anticipates the government hitting its $12.4 trillion debt ceiling by the end of this month, there is growing pressure on Congress to raise the limit. Senate lawmakers have approved legislation adding another $1.9 trillion to the debt ceiling. The House is expected to vote on the increase later this week. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 26 points, ending the session at 10,270. The NASDAQ closed up a fraction. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down 6 points today. You are listening to NPR News. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke, at a ceremonial swearing-in today for his second four-year term, told staffers he has some concerns about the economic recovery. In brief remarks, the head of the U.S. Central Bank said that even as the U.S. economy shows signs of growing again, in his words, far too many people remain unemployed. Bernanke also said the Fed continues to face many challenges, including protecting its independence. Days before a presidential election in Ukraine, the two candidates are accusing one another of planning to rig the vote. The accusations come 5 years after a presidential election in Ukraine was declared fraudulent by the courts, sparking the so-called Orange Revolution in the former Soviet Republic. NPR's David Green has more.
Many Ukrainians will tell you whatever happens in this Sunday's vote, they just hope the election's fair and a winner is declared quickly. And yet, both campaigns keep floating the idea of a fraudulent election. They've been squabbling over a possible change in election law that would no longer require representatives from both campaigns to approve results at each polling site. Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko went on TV to accuse her opponent Viktor Yanukovych of supporting the change because she said he wants to win only through falsification. It was her opponent, Yanukovych, whose apparent victory was thrown out by the courts in 2004. But after 5 years of economic and political turmoil, many voters have rejoined Yanukovych's camp, setting up what could be a close contest this Sunday between two of the Orange Revolution's familiar foes. David Green, NPR News, Lviv, Ukraine.
Crude oil futures edged lower. The near-month contract for oil was down 25 cents a barrel today, ending the session at $76.98 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.